Welcome to our podcast.
This is so exciting.
This is crazy. My name's Karen.
And I'm Jackie.
And this is the Honestly Though podcast.
Yes, I'm so excited. Sorry, I'm really nervous. I don't know what to say. All of my notes are like out my mind right now.
This has been a dream of Jackie and I's for a very long time.
Yeah,
we've been wanting to do something like this forever. And we're so excited that you're here listening to us and our beautiful voices.
Yeah, no, this is something we've actually been talking about for a few months now. And I think that we each have kind of had like a draw towards like something like this. Like I've shared with you before, like I tried doing YouTube in high school. That was when like YouTube was like on the rise still, and I just didn't work out for me and didn't like video editing like at all. And then I used to do a blog with my sisters. And that was great for a little bit, but honestly, like I just don't read blogs. So like, why would I write one? So I kind of like, we stopped doing that. And that was maybe like 2 or 3 years ago. And then Karen actually told me one day, she was, I think Stan brought it up to you. Stan is Karen's husband.
Hi, boo.
He was like, you should do a podcast with Jackie. And we were like, wait, that's a great idea.
Wait, that's actually genius.
We love talking. We love podcasts.
It's literally, we love to talk. And it just seemed, you know, for me, it was hard to say yes, because I'm the kind of person that I don't like to jump on bandwagons. Like, if everybody's doing it, I'm like, I don't want to do it. I don't know if there's anyone out there that's the same, but I'm like that kind of prideful. But and so
I was like the total opposite. I was literally like, okay, Karen, whenever you're ready, let me know.
Yep. I was still hesitant, but you know, now it just seems like the perfect time. And what better time to start than now? There's really no ever perfect time. I think if you get so caught up in trying to fit in or compare yourself to others, it's just gonna stop you. So I just decided to go for it, and now we're quarantined in our home,
most of it.
Yep, trying to make the best of it. So here we go. So our podcast is Honestly Though, and Jackie, do you want to explain why we called it Honestly Though?
I mean, it was something when we were making it, when we were coming up with like the idea and things that we wanted to talk about, we really knew that we wanted something that was just where we could talk about conversations and topics that people don't really have, and specifically girls, women, like the conversations that you don't have or that you only have with like your best friend or your sister or something like that. And those moments where you can just truly be honest and open with how you're feeling about something. And we just always had these conversations, and we were like, why don't more people talk about this stuff? Like, this is so real. And we know other people feel this way too, whether they have different opinions, we know that they're thinking about this. So really, we just wanted to create that environment to where these conversations can be talked about and just kind of open the door and really just let you know, like, you're not alone in these topics and it's okay to talk about it.
Our hope is that, you know, as you listen to this, that you feel encouraged, that you feel heard. I think from the beginning, we should say we're not experts in any of these areas. I mean, there's some expertise in the sense of we've been there, done that, but we're not like professional experts in this. Well, Jackie's about to be a professional expert in like marketing and stuff, this is us being average girls, just wanting to talk and start the conversation about topics that we definitely feel aren't talked about enough and that we've experienced and are still living in. And we just hope that we can bring some light into those topics. So I hope you guys tune in and listen to us.
But before we get like really into any of those topics, we really wanted to talk about ourselves. We wanted to kind of introduce ourselves to you guys, let you get to know us more. Hopefully we can get to know you more through social media. Shameless plug, follow us on Instagram at Honestly Though Podcast. That's what it's called.
Yep.
So follow us on there.
Jackie, we have to explain why we named it Chasing Clout. Our pilot episode is called Chasing Clout.
Yes.
For those of you who don't know, go ahead and explain it.
Okay, so chasing clout, if you have not heard this term, I'd be a little surprised, but that's okay. Clout is kind of like, it's like someone's popularity, like their influence, like people who have a lot of followers have a lot of clout, or people like who are public speakers might have a lot of clout because they have a lot of influence on you. So when you're chasing clout, you're someone who is like, maybe you're hanging around those influential, powerful people because you want the clout that they have. You want to have the influence and the power that they have. So we named it this for a few different reasons, mainly because we know that podcasting is a popular thing right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our intention in this is so pure. We really do just want to have real conversations, and people can be so negative about that when you're kind of hopping on the bandwagon, kind of as Karen said earlier. But we just hope that this can really become like a girls supporting girls kind of environment, to where we know like that's really not the intention here. Mm-hmm. And then that word also came up a little bit in how we met each other, which is kind of funny. But before I explain that more, I'm actually going to have Karen start. Karen, you start and tell us a little bit about you, and then we'll talk about
me. Oh, gosh. I just feel like a first date. All right. So my name is Karen, and it's actually Karen with an E. You see it. It's not spelled wrong. That's literally how you spell my name, K-E-R-E-N. And I was born in Venezuela, and I am Latin, if you haven't caught on. And I love being Latin. I come from a Venezuelan culture. I was born there. I came to the U.S. when I was 7 years old. I started second grade here, and I've been in the U.S. ever since. What else? Oh, something very important to know about me is that I am a pastor's kid. My dad came to the U.S. To become a pastor. He just felt the calling to lead a church, and him and my mom started a church with my uncle. So I literally grew up in the church my whole life. So I've known Jesus and the whole nine. But I can't say that even though I was part of the church, I was super in love with Jesus. I walked the walk and talked the talk, but I didn't really believe what my parents wanted me to believe fully, because it just kind of seemed like it was, you know, their thing, and I wanted to support them, and I knew all the right things to do and say as a pastor's kid. But I never really fully felt like it was my faith until God changed my life. I was 18 years old, and we would talk about this further on, as we move along this podcast eventually, but, he changed my life when I was 18 in dramatic and drastic ways, and completely took away a lot of the things that I had just hold on to so dearly, and switched the gears in my life, where I ended up going to a Christian college, and that is actually where I met my husband. And through that college, I was connected to a church called Church by the Glades. I don't know if anybody out there goes to the church, but hey, and Church by the Glades, that's really where I really became strong and solid in my faith. I grew spiritually a ton. God truly brought amazing people in my life, and being at Church by the Glades led me to actually eventually work there. And now I am on staff at that church. I work in our children's ministry, and I love what I do. I work on the production side of things. We do all the fun stage things. That's what I do. It's a lot of work, but it is a lot of fun. And yeah, I got married very young. I got married at 21, freshly in my 20s, decided to go for it and get married to the love of my life. And and now we've been married for 4 years. And that is a snippet of me.
Yeah. So Karen's 26, for anyone who can't do
that.
Oh,
yeah, I am 26.
Just turned 26. That's
a lot of, I just turned 26 at a quarantine birthday.
So yes. Fun. Oh, I love Karen's story. Karen's story is a lot more exciting than mine. it is.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Okay, so I guess that's my turn then. So I'm Jackie. Mm-hmm. I also spell my name a little different. No, it's not spelled wrong. That's just how I spell it. No real explanation, just how I spell it. So I'm from New Jersey, born and raised in the amazingly horrible state of New Jersey. I'm from South Jersey specifically, so if anyone out there is listening, it's South Jersey.
Okay.
I'm
get
from
it
a
right.
really, there's a difference, and you need to know. People from Jersey, yeah. people from up north will get it. So I'm from a really small town. The way I actually describe it to people is like, if you've ever seen Gilmore Girls, you know, like Stars Hollow, like that really small historic town. That's
yes.
like the town that I'm from.
That is my favorite bit, show.
The town that I'm from is a little bit bigger. Like, it's not really that small. But it definitely is like very small town America feelings. So I grew up, I'm a restaurant kid. My family owns a restaurant. It's a small town, so like locally famous restaurant, but like
what kind of restaurant?
It's an Italian restaurant. It started out as a pizzeria. So when I say I love pizza, I mean I love pizza. but yeah, it's expanded a lot, so it's a really big restaurant now. Not that that matters in quarantine, takeout and delivery only, but whatever. but yeah, so a restaurant kid, and my mom also worked in the church growing up. So I always say, although my mom wasn't a pastor, I probably was as close to being a pastor's kid as you could be. Kind of like Karen, though, like, for like half of my life, probably I was just kind of walking the walk and talking the talk. Like, I didn't really actually know anything. I don't know. You get into high school and things are so hard. People make you think differently. You know what I mean? So I definitely yeah. had like a little rebellious phase, and that actually really influenced where I went to college. When I was applying to school, I knew I wanted to go away to college and wanted to get out of my small town, get out of New Jersey. But I actually ended up getting denied from like every school that I applied to. So I last minute applied to like a school I knew I would get into, went. The school was in Michigan. If you've ever been to Michigan, I'm so sorry. It's so cold. I don't know why people live there. All my Michigan friends, I'm so sorry. I really don't like it. it's too cold. I always wanted to go to school in Florida, so I didn't know why I was going to Michigan. So I was there for a semester, and then I left. I went back home. And then in my transferring process, I literally applied to almost every school in the state of Florida. I was like, please, Lord, just send me somewhere warm, which is how I ended up in South Florida. I go to the amazing University of Miami.
Yay.
I absolutely love it. Go Canes. I'm a huge UM fan. It really has changed my life in so many ways. And along my college career, my sister actually ended up moving down to Miami as well. So I now live with my sister and her family. And in that move, I went a little bit more north from where UM is in Coral Gables. We moved more north, and that is how I actually ended up meeting Karen, because she works at Church by the Glades, and me and my family were looking for a place to go to church, and we found Church by the Glades, went to it, fell in love. We're like, this is it. This is our new home church. Yeah. And I actually, it's so funny. I tell people this story, and they... Like, I understand why people would think that I was a clout chaser because of the way that I became friends with Karen. Like, it's so creepy. I saw...
Tell the people.
So I saw Karen on stage. If you've ever been to, like, a more production side church, or I don't know, maybe any church, they always have, like, announcements to where they tell you, like, what's going on. And Karen... It was, like, the second or third week that I was there. Like, it was very early on. Karen was on stage doing announcements with one of our pastors, and I saw her. She looked so funny. She was just having, like, a great time, great vibe, great energy, and I leaned over to my sister, and I was like, I'm going to be friends with her. It wasn't the fact that she was, like, on stage. Like, I didn't care about that. She just looked really cool and really fun, and I wanted to be her friend. So then, forward, my sister ended up being in a small group with her just by chance, and my sister ended up serving in the ministry that Karen runs, that her job is in children's ministry, and my sister brought me. I started serving with her, and I really just kind of dove in and never left. Me and Karen just really clicked and have been BFFs ever since.
Yeah. So, it was so natural, like, getting to know her. Like, it just felt, it almost just felt like we had known each other for so long from the moment. Those are great friendships. I mean,
yeah. And that was a year ago, just like putting,
that was
like literally last the end of May 2019.
Yeah.
When I started serving. That was literally almost a year ago. It's crazy.
So crazy how time flies. Which really leads us to our next thing. So wait, I hope you guys totally loved our introduction of ourselves. and we'll definitely dive more into our backgrounds and our even our testimonies as we proceed. But we just wanted to give you like a little bit of ourselves before we dive into the podcast. And what else did we say we were going to talk about, Jackie?
We're so professional.
Really
just like why podcasting, but I guess we kind of talked about that a little bit in the beginning too, but just to like reiterate that, like we throughout our friendship we just have had really amazing conversations. Like I said, we love to talk. And I mean, I specifically can say for Karen, at least Karen is great at challenging you in your friendship. She asks really great questions. So we just always have these great, just such fruitful conversations. And like I said, like her husband just kind of pitched the idea to us and we were like, this sounds amazing. Like we would actually love to do this.
And I think what's cool about us is that we even though we are such great friends and we get along, I think we also come from different families and different perspectives in life.
Heck yeah.
Different world views. And so this podcast isn't us against you. It's really just us challenging each other. And you're here listening to it. And so basically that it was just, and we knew that we would bring a different dynamic because we're both so different and just
so
think
true.
Differently in a lot of ways. And there's other ways we do think the same way. So anyway, we hope that you guys stick around.
If you guys have topics or things like that you would love to hear, or even like conversations that you've been having with your friends that you would like to have other opinions on, like let us know. Comment on Instagram, message us, whatever. We would love some help in finding some topics to talk about. We're very new to this. Neither of us are influencers in any capacity. This is very new to us. So
we'd
love some help.
We would love some help getting questions from you guys. If you guys want to share this with your friends, if you feel like it's something that you want them to know or to hear, let them join in as many people as possible. We will love that.
Yes.
We talked about ending our podcast with a TBH.
Yes, I was just going to bring this up. Okay, so we're calling this Honestly, though. So we want to finish every podcast, we're going to finish with this TBH moment. So it's TBH of the week, just literally something we're feeling, something.
TBH, to be honest.
Yeah, literally, to be honest, what's going on this week, how are we feeling, just something to share. Yeah, go ahead, you go first.
okay. To be honest, I have not cleaned my house in like 2 weeks.
I love that's your first one.
Like I love cleaning. I really do. And I actually feel like I could relax in a clean environment. And not to say my house is upside down, but I know my standard of cleanliness and honestly just quarantine and just because I'm home all day, I just don't want to clean. And so yeah, it's nice to be honest. After this podcast, I'm probably gonna clean.
I love that your first TBH is about cleaning. That's actually so funny.
Yep. Okay.
So my TBH of the week is that, so I'm in college, like I said, and I'm a senior. I'm graduating. I have like 2 weeks left and I have not done any homework this week. That is my TBH. I genuinely could not care less right now, and it's not good at all. The senioritis is so real, especially since we transferred to like Zoom University. Like, oh my gosh, anyone who's in college right now feels the struggle, and I have to get it together because I still have to graduate
university.
But yeah, that's my TBH.
You're almost there though. You're almost a graduate. You're almost a college
graduate. Yeah, but I have to do my homework first.
That's so real. Okay. Anyway, I would love to hear your TBH moments this week. And you guys can totally share that. Again, you can follow us at
Honestly, the podcast
on Instagram. And you'll follow us on yes, our personal Instagram.
Screenshot this podcast, share it on your stories, tag us, tell us your TBH of the week, or maybe something about yourself, like where do you live, where are you listening from, give us a fun fact, something like that. Definitely share with your friends and everybody, we'd love it. I think, did we do
all
it?
All right. Yeah, we did it. Woo! Let's go.